Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies from the Southern Humboldt Division responded to a report of a robbery at a business on Bryceland Thorn Road in Redway on Tuesday morning. The owner of the business reported that sometime between January 14th and the 20th, someone had forced their way into the business by breaking a window on the backside of the building and stolen items, including dozens of specialty knives worth thousands of dollars. The owner provided deputies with pictures of the knives, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office has released two surveillance photos of the suspect who robbed the Denny's restaurant in McKinleyville in the early morning hours on Saturday. The search for the white male adult suspect, who was wearing a hoodie and a mask on his face, can be seen brandishing a firearm at an employee. That employee turned over an undisclosed amount of cash, and the suspect then fled the area on foot. A search by law enforcement personnel from Arcata, including a canine unit, the CHP, and the sheriff's office, failed to locate the armed robber. Anyone with information about the suspect or the robbery is asked to contact authorities. Two state senators have introduced a bill to the legislature that would allow terminally ill adults in California the opportunity to seek medical aid in dying when specified medical criteria are met. The press release from the Senate Democratic Caucus highlights the struggle of Brittany Maynard, who moved from California to Oregon to take advantage of that state's end-of-life statutes and to promote aid in dying as an open and accessible medical practice in California. Senators Monin of Carmel and Wolk of Davis are the two primary sponsors of the measure, Senate Bill 128. College students in California can now earn a four-year degree without ever attending a university, but by taking classes at 15 community college campuses across the state. The campuses chosen to participate in the program are almost exclusively from Southern California, and we learned in December that College of the Redwoods would not be a part of the program. The closest campus that will offer the community college degree program is Shasta College, which will offer classes for a degree in health information management. State lawmakers and college presidents back the programs, which offer a cheaper alternative than attending a four-year university. Local advocates of improved and more accessible broadband service have a backer in Congressman Jared Huffman, who, following the president's State of the Union speech on Tuesday, invited the president to visit the North Coast to discuss the digital divide and how it affects rural communities. Huffman quoted his letter in a press release stating that my constituents know the importance of broadband access for economic development and a vibrant quality of life. Bringing expanded broadband service to underserved rural areas would improve educational opportunities and help local business. Huffman pointed out some of the difficulties North Coast communities face, including terrain, lack of adequate public infrastructure, as well as insufficient broadband access and service. We'll hear a local perspective on the program after the break. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A reliable and redundant internet connection, and today that needs to be a fiber-optic broadband connection, have become a necessity in communities through the country, but that secure and reliable internet connection remains a concern for rural areas like the North Coast. Last week, the White House announced an initiative to support community-based broadband projects. Sean McLaughlin, Executive Director at Access Humboldt, commented,
"A publicly developed network, a community anchor network, say, that connects the university with a library, with every school. Say every school and fire hall in Humboldt County had a fiber going to it that was part of a local network, and then that interconnected with, say, AT&T, Verizon, Suddenlink, Comcast, whatever it is, that would be a much better, more robust solution for us."
That locally based community broadband system has been used in cities like Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Wilson, North Carolina, and has allowed both private citizens and businesses access to reliable and very fast internet service.
So for us, as an organization like Access Humboldt, we get to play the role of representing a local voice in that conversation. And part of that is to say a local business needs equal access to that infrastructure as a national business or a global business. So net neutrality is an issue that we've been involved with for many years now.
The Federal Department of Commerce is looking at ways to help local communities build those fiber optic internet broadband systems. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.